13. Here we go. Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, everybody. Enjoy.
To the show, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, and stick around because we have a lot of female rocking tunes for you.
Come on, 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 come on astray when I forget about it. I get face to pieces on fire, used to strangers, don't you know that I've been picking up to someone. Help, I'm falling down. It's impossible when the night inverts us, and I wonder, I wonder, I wonder what I am. It's destructible, but I know that center. When I'm gone, I'm going, I'm on fire, used to strangers, don't you know that I've been picking up from somebody's head.
For the past 7 years, Sled Island has delivered a hot, fresh, and saucy music and arts festival in Calgary, Alberta. In 2013, it's saucier than ever. From June 19th to 22nd, independent musical acts, visual artists, filmmakers, and comedians, including the CITR Showcase featuring White Lung, will frolic your amusement at over 30 venues. For more information on schedules, venues, ticket purchases, and more, visit www.sledisland.com. Sled Island is proudly sponsored by CITR.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. We started the show with Braston Out from the album Mean Sun. The song was Mean Sun, actually. Yeah. Braston Out. Band from Vancouver. Local band from Vancouver, British Columbia. Beautiful day outside, actually, in Vancouver. And after that, listen to Efterklang, band from Denmark. They have a city called Pyramida, and the song was Hollow Mountain. So we have a special show today. We're gonna play a bunch of female rock and roll bands, or female fronted rock and roll bands, because there's gonna be a really cool festival happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. This Friday and Saturday, seven bands are going to be performing at the BX Spring Rock Women's Festival, featuring Kill Matilda, Lisa's Hotcakes, The Unlevels, Shady May, 3 o'clock Animals, Victories, and What's Hot. So that's happening this weekend. So we're going to play some songs from them, and then we're going to interview Dusty from Kill Matilda. And yeah, we'll go from there. We also have an interview and a couple of tickets to give away for Gondwana. So that's going to happen at 12:30. Gondwana is a really cool Chilean band, reggae band, that is playing this Sunday at the Red Room. So, and we'll talk about other exciting concerts happening at the middle of the month. Yeah. So in the meantime, let's listen to Victories. Victories are playing on Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, and it's a couple of girls that play some whiskey-infused tracks. So the first one is called No Fun City. Dedicated to Vancouver, I guess.
One, two, three, four! They say it's a no fun city.
Only
So those are Victories. They're playing on Friday. They're opening the festival. They are pretty rocking girls. Victories. So we hear Nofon City and Victories. And also that night, the 3 o'clock Animals are performing, which it's also a very entertaining band. So let's play a song from this. It's a trio, a French girl. Scottish guy, he always plays with kilts, and Shauna, which is the drummer. So, yeah, pretty cool. 3 o'clock Animals.
Lifeguard!
Have the guts to find a cure for Crohn's and colitis? Crohn's and colitis affects 1 in 150 Canadians, so it's likely you know someone with one of these incurable and painful diseases. Show you care by joining us for the annual Gutsy Walk for Crohn's and Colitis Research, Sunday, June 9th. For more information, visit www.gutsywalk.ca.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Cool, so yeah, that was the 3 o'clock Animals playing at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. So we're gonna give a couple of tickets for that super festival. So give us a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. Or you can always drop by the station here at UBC. Okay, so let's listen to some Kill Matilda. No? So yeah, that's Kill Matilda. Pretty rocking band. I've seen them play a couple of times before, and they are a really energetic punk rock band. And actually, we have on the line the singer and guitar player Dusty. Hey, Dusty, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So we're excited about the festival this weekend. Kill Matilda is going to be performing there on Saturday.
Yep.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the band, the members of the band, and the problem that you have there with zombies and Matilda.
Yeah, okay. So we're at Kill Matilda. We play dirty, swifty. I don't know. I guess some people say that it's punk music. I feel like it's kind of more like thrash, punk. I don't really, I'm really awful with genres. It's like really, there's guitars and sweatiness and screaming and beer. So whatever you want to classify that as.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's what it is. And yeah, we're going to be playing at the show on Saturday. See, everybody listening should come out. What else do you want to know?
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing show on Saturday. I guess the lyrics of your songs, you have like a concept there behind the whole Kill Matilda, no?
Right. So for our last album called I Want Revenge, we really wanted to focus on the theme of zombie management.
Uh-huh.
And so when I'm talking about zombie management, what I mean is that, you know, for a little while, everyone was freaking out about the zombie apocalypse, right? Like everyone was, it was kind of a big thing. But realistically, there's no apocalypse because zombies are stupid. They're actually really easy to take down if you know how. But if you're unprepared, then yes, it could get to apocalyptic proportions.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're interested in rock and roll, but we're also interested in being educators. And what we really want to educate the public about is how to, you know, manage the current zombie threat, right? We want to give you the skills to kick ass and stay alive in the face of the undead. So
yeah,
that was
yeah.
really the theme of the I Want Revenge album.
Cool.
Along with other, you know, that wasn't the only thing. We had a song about, we're generally just sort of angry and pissed off a lot. So we have a lot of angry songs. We had a song about, what's his name there? The guy, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. Yeah, it'll come back to me in a minute. I'll tell you when I think of it.
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay. And so how did you get with the name Kill Matilda? Who's Matilda?
So Matilda is actually a lot of people don't know this. You know, people don't really know like what the Canadian Secret Service Society does,
uh-huh.
Secret Intelligence Service. But Matilda is actually the CSIS term for the zombie threat that's currently. You know, attacking our nation. So we've actually been employed and specially trained to go from city to city, exterminating this threat. And you know, being a band is a pretty convenient way to do it. So we're also able to play kick-ass shows in cities across Canada at the same time, which
yeah.
is really nice for us because I really like playing rock and roll music.
Yeah, cool. No, you guys live in Ontario and Quebec as well, no?
Yeah, we did Ontario. We were living in Ontario and Quebec playing around there for quite a while before we came back out west.
Cool. And you like it better here in Vancouver?
I don't know if I can really say it's better. It's different. It's really different in terms of, like, the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Quebec is pretty awesome, and Ontario, too. You know, I don't know. I can't really even say that one is better than the other. And we played coast to coast, too, right? So we also were out on the East Coast. We've been through the prairies about 3 or 4 times now, so it's just really different.
Okay. Any tours coming soon or something?
We don't have any tours coming up in the next little while, but we have some shows all around Vancouver in the summer, so we'll be sticking around and playing shows in the Lower Mainland.
Okay, cool. So the next one is this Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, the BX Spring Rock Women's Festival, featuring Kill Matilda. And on Saturday, Shady May, The Unlevels, and Lisa's Hotcakes are going to be performing. We're going to listen to some songs from them in the next half an hour. And also on June 7, Friday, June 7, 3 o'clock, Animals, Victories, and What's Hot. Like, we were listening to some songs from these amazing bands. It's going to be super energetic festival,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
You know what's good about Vancouver, Oswaldo?
Mm-hmm.
there's lots of really good female-fronted bands. So everybody should come out and hear all these bands.
We don't get a lot of attention,
but there's a lot of us.
Yeah, we can start a little movement there, no? Like,
yeah.
You know, there was like the Riot Girl movement there in down south in Seattle and stuff. So
yeah, it's been a long time since that happened. I think it's due time again.
Yeah, it's time. Cool. So yeah, thank you very much, Dusty. We're gonna give a couple of tickets if people give us a call here to 604-822-2487 for the festival, and we're gonna put a song from you. Let's see, it's gonna put She's a Killer, and yeah, I'll see you on Saturday, I guess.
Alright, see you then.
Cool.
Thanks for the interview.
Okay, no problem. Ciao.
Okay, bye.
So hopefully there will be no zombies on Saturday. Or maybe you can come disguised if you want, in costume. Why not?
Scotty, scenic drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR, Vancouver.
Vancouver. So, yeah, we're going to play some ska, some reggae later on the show, because we have cool shows coming for lovers of that genre. So, but in the meantime, Shady May is going to be opening on Saturday for the Female Rock Festival there at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So let's listen to them. Pretty Little Dress.
Don't say what you say, it's not what I need. Making a memory that ain't never been. Excuses for your filthy lies. You better run for cover, boy. You better run and hide. You're such a shallow, hypocritical man. I can't stand your castles in the sand. Sun shines every day, moon glows every night. I'm feeling good, baby. Your baggage ain't holding me down no more. You're sitting in a pool of your own mess, your own mess. I'm standing here watching, laughing in my pretty little pity your loss. He gets everything coated with gloss. Get lost already, you pathetic little fool. I'm sick of your sad ways, sick of the drool. I'm feeling good, baby. Your baggage ain't holding me down no more. You're sitting in a pool of your own mess.
Let's go, boys.
Bye. Nancy Sinatra. Swinging sounds of the 60s selling on the TV.
So that's Shady May. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Gord Brown, Mandy Chan, Colin Darling, and Matt Wainwright. Four local Vancouver musicians that plays this crunchy rock blues. Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah, so they're playing this Saturday as well. And also this Saturday, Lisa's Hotcakes. This is another band here from Vancouver. So let's listen to a couple of songs from them. Is that Hotcakes also playing this Saturday?
Thank you.
So yeah, that's our Lisa's Hot Cakes. Couple of songs there, Don't Want You Back and Paralyze from the album Love Hurts. Hurts us in megahertz or kilowatts. Yeah, pretty cool girls, Lisa's Hot Cakes. Also, they are involved in that girls rock camp. So yeah, amazing. So they're going to be playing on Saturday as well with the On Levels, which is another Vancouver band. And like Dusty would say, there's a lot of female fronted girls, no?
Yeah.
We're here with Al Cave is here in the studio, brought some refreshments for us. He's been in the scene for a while, and a lot of metal fronted girls as well, no? In your time.
There's been quite a few, actually. One of the last bands I played with named Splatter, we used to have a female front girl, pretty much, Connie, and it's a lot of fun, and we play over the years with you know, other female fronted bands.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she's in Zeppelina now, and My Own Chaos, no? So.
That's right.
Yeah, so yeah, a lot of
Sister of Sabbath females, as well.
Sister Sabbath, yeah. And then there's Joyce Collingwood as well, like pretty rocking female girls, female band. yeah, a lot of them. Actually, and also at Displaced Hatchery Thursday 13, there's another female fronted band, Miss Virginia Rose and her Skanks, are gonna be playing on Thursday, June 13 at Displaced Hatchery with One Kingdom. So we're gonna have her as a guest next show. Maybe she'll play a couple of songs. She does a little bit of reggae ska there.
Right on.
So yeah, it's gonna be cool. So let's play the On Levels and talk more about that later, because we also have a special interview. We're gonna give tickets to Gondwana. So let's play the On Levels. This is a pretty cool song. It's called G-Train. Thank you.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
So that was the On Labels, also playing this Saturday. So cool, yeah, pretty cool show on Friday and Saturday there at the British Exhibitionism Association. Lots of cool bands. Okay, so yeah, so also the Displaced Hatchery is going to start a pretty cool series on Thursdays, starting on June 13. The first one is going to be Miss Virginia Rose and her Skanks, plus One Kingdom. That's pretty cool. And on the 20th, Thursday, June 20th, Devil in the Wood Shack with Tanks and Bombs. These are a couple of girls from Montreal that are on tour here, so are going to be performing that day as well. So yeah, looking forward for that, and the series at Displaced Hatchery. And also David Hilliard, it's coming to town straight from the Ska Fest happening in Victoria. So Dave Hilliard and Rock 37 are coming to Vancouver on July 11. So let's play a song from them. And we'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. So that's Dave Hilliard and the Rocksteady Seven. These guys are coming to town on July 11 at Fan Club. They're on 1050 Granville Street. They're coming to the Ska Fest, which is happening in Victoria. I think it's from the 7 to the 13 or something like that. Yeah, that week of July. It's going to be really cool. The Mad Caddies are coming. They're playing with Los Furious that Friday, July 12th. At Ska Fest.
That's going to be an awesome show, man.
Yeah, gotta be there.
Carlin.
Gotta be in Victoria for that weekend.
Oh, were we supposed to be last year at that festival, and what happened?
I don't know. Something bad, probably. So everybody, that if you can't go to the Ska Fest on Thursday, then the Ska Fest comes to you. Dave Hilliard is playing at the Fan Club on July 11. Okay, let's listen to Gondwana there. If you cannot wait until the Ska Fest to get your fix of reggae ska, Gondwana are coming to Vancouver on June 9. Actually, this Sunday, yeah, at the Red Room. Which I don't know where is the Red Room. You know the address? I think it's in Seymour.
Pender.
Seymour and Pender.
How
no?
Or Seymour? It's close to the SFU downtown campus.
Yeah,
that's all Seymour. I know.
Okay, well let's do something. Okay, so whoever, give us a call here 822-2487 604 822-2487. Whoever, give us a call here and tells us where is the Red Room. We'll give you a ticket, one ticket only, because we don't have double tickets anymore. So only one ticket we're going to be able to give to Gondwana on June 9, if you tell us where the Red Room is. In the meantime, we're going to start listening to some Gondwana music. It's sunny, so it's really cool for reggae. Oh, we got a call there. Okay, cheers.
Bring the shades and the split.
Pretty nice reggae.
Yeah.
Hot reggae.
Pretty smooth.
From pretty Chile. Dance. So we have one of the persons that is responsible of bringing this amazing band to Vancouver. Memo is there on the telephone. Hey, Memo, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. He's my paisano from Mexico, no? Are you from Mexico? Yeah, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I'm from Mexico.
Yeah, so he's one of the promoters, publicist here for the band Gondwana. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the band to our listeners?
Okay, so Gondwana is the number one Latin reggae band, the most important. They're celebrating 25 years. They're promoting the new album, and also they're playing all his old songs. It's really, really nice, and it's, what I say, the first one, right? So there's a lot of good music over there that night.
Yeah, I remember playing Gondwana like more than 10 years ago in another radio station that I had a show there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've been around for a while, and they have like a really really cool and important messages in their songs, no, Memo?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So another thing, my company is called One Love Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So the opening act, it's the band that won, like, we made a festival last year,
mm-hmm,
with Kimani Marley in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, like, a contest to make, like, one of the best Mexican reggae bands, the new proposal. And Kimani chose Ganja Bassman. So they're going to be opening this concert.
Ganja Bassman is the openers?
Yeah, he's from Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. And, so they're playing at the Red Room. Somebody actually gave us a call there to win one of the tickets there.
Yeah.
So Ganja Bass, what's the name again? Ganja Bass?
Bassman.
Bassman?
Yeah, Ganja Bassman, yeah.
Okay.
Bassman.
Yeah, you can look for them. The reggae from them is like kind of sublime reggae. It's like a rock reggae. It's really nice. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, okay. They threw a little bit of heavy rock there as well. I was checking out a couple of videos the other day. It sounded pretty good.
Cool. So yeah, for the guy that called to won the tickets, he was the address from the Red Room, 398 Richard Street.
Yeah.
So you were kind of close. Okay, there. So yeah. So this happening this Sunday. What time are the doors and where
we're
can people
open the
buy
doors
tickets?
At seven. And yeah, it's gonna be an early concert because a lot of people have to work on Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we open at 7, and then Ganja Bassman is going on at 8, and then Gondwana goes at 9.
Okay.
9:30.
Play until 12, I guess.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And tickets, can people buy advance tickets?
Yeah. In advance is $25. They can buy it at ticketzone.com. They can buy it at the door at Red Room, like before Sunday. It's still $25.
Mm-hmm.
They can buy it at High Life Records on Commercial Drive. And Panaderia Latina on Joyce Station.
Okay. Cool. And online?
Yeah, online. It's on ticketzone.com.
Ticketzone.com. Okay. Perfect. So looking forward for seeing Gondwana.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, for sure. Are they touring in Seattle, Portland, and all Victoria?
They play last week in Toronto and Montreal,
uh-huh,
and now they're on California. They went all California, and then on Saturday they play in San Francisco, and
okay,
then they come in from San Francisco to Vancouver, and then Vancouver they go back to Chile.
Okay, cool. So for all the people, all our friends in Seattle, that they're not going to play there, so come to Vancouver on Sunday. Spend the weekend here. Hmm?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you, Memo. We're going to give another ticket to the first person that gives us a call here, 604-822-2487, 604-CITR. And I'll see you on Sunday, no?
Perfect. Thank you.
For sure. Cool. Okay. Thanks, Memo. Yeah. Ciao. Cool. So let's listen to some more Gondwana, and we'll be right back.
Some reggae man.
Every day, thanks and praise, keep the faith. Quiero poder amarte tanto tiempo como Dios quiera. Every day, thanks and praise, keep the faith, yeah. Quiero poder amarte tanto tiempo como Dios quiera. Thank you.
Gondwana playing this Sunday there at the Red Room, Richard Street. We're going to say goodbye. Thank you, guys, everybody, for tuning in. I want to say hello to Alex Way there in Mexico City. I almost forget. He's listening there, and all his family, beautiful family that he has there. So thank you, guys.
Hello, Mexico.
Yeah. Shout out to Mexico. And, yeah. Thank you. Next next show, Virginia and her skanks are going to be here playing some songs, playing at Displaced Hatchery on June 13. Today, open mic there at Displaced Hatchery, so drop by 3293 West 4th Avenue, and we're going to leave you with Los Furious, and Jacob is coming here with some awesome tunes.
Let's get up and go.